Hello and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle, and I have a special guest with me this week. Now, Mimi, Billy Brim, my grandmother, she is out for the next 2 weeks, finishing with some work, but she has a very special guest. She's having a pastor, Lee Morgans, from a Glorious Church Fellowship. Mimi's pastor, my pastor since I was even before I was even born. He was my mom's pastor. He is one of the patriarchs of the Glorious Church Fellowship, a huge mentor in even my life and everyone in my family's lives. And he has a special subject he wants to talk these next 2 weeks, and he's on this week on radio. I just encourage you to stay tuned this week and next week. It is so important and vital, the Word of God, what the Holy Spirit has to speak through Pastor Lee Morgans. There are a few pastors I know who are on the subject and know how to operate on the subject of the gifts of the Spirit. And Pastor Lee Morgans is the few that I can count on my hand. He is the number one that I would refer to, that I would suggest, that I know that who understands this topic, who flows in this topic, and he is actually gifted with able to speak and share on this topic as well. So Pastor Lee, if you want to welcome everyone, share, I want to give it to you as fast as possible because just how honored I am.
Yeah.
I told Brandon, my brother, you guys have heard him on radio before. I said, I think I'm going to be on radio with Pastor Lee. And he's like, what? Like, whoa. Like you understand that the gifts that flow from Pastor Lee and the lives he's changed me and my brother's lives, we've experienced it. We've experienced hearing God through Pastor Lee and confirmation in our own lives. And so to be here, sit in front of you, having the honor, of course, to be on radio, you know, given the authority by Mimi to give us this time, but for me to just be on here and sit and listen to you is an honor, Pastor Lee. And I'll just let you guys know that you are listening this week and next week, and that those that have checked in and archived, please, you know, the honor and receive from the Holy Spirit through this man.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Jared. It's such an honor to be here, and such an honor to be on Billy's program. It's an honor to speak into the lives of those of you that are listening. And I believe with all my heart we are living in the last of the last days. The church is about to experience the greatest revival and the greatest surge of the Spirit that they've ever experienced. Brother Hagin prophesied that in the last of the last days, the gifts of the Spirit would be in operation in the church on a level that we haven't been familiar with. And the ministry gifts, the office of pastor and prophet and the evangelists and teachers would be operating on a level that the church hasn't been familiar with yet. Why? Because, church, we are about to experience the greatest influx of the lost that we've ever experienced. You say, why would you say that? Because from the very beginning, God went at all lengths to redeem his man. He sent his own son to die for him. He gave us the word that we might base and live our life by, the living word. He sent Jesus here. Jesus arose out of the grave with all the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he told his disciples, if I don't go away, I can't send another comforter. That other comforter is the Holy Spirit that now will abide and does abide inside you. He has God equipped us to be a supernatural church. And if you think the church is going to be able to do the work of the ministry in that final thrust without the Holy Spirit,
right,
you're sadly mistaken.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is a supernatural entity The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God that operates on the face of this earth, and he dwells where?
Inside
where does he dwell?
Right.
He dwells in us. Mm-hmm. The power that moved on the face of the deep when he hovered in Genesis, and he hovered over the face of the waters. He hovered. What was he doing? Hovering, waiting for the voice of God to speak. And when God spoke, the Holy Spirit went to work. And what he created, what was created, was magnificent. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit is waiting for the church to speak God's word so that he can go in operation in the church. And as you look, you know, you can look in 1 Peter 4:10, and the God's Word translation said, each of you, as a good manager, must use the gift that God has given you to serve others. Whoever speaks must speak God's Word. Once again, that's out of God's Word translation. That's 1 Peter 4:10. Now, 2 Corinthians 3:6 says, who also hath made us able ministers, qualified, equipped ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. You back up to verse 5, he said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Our power, our ability, our sufficiency is from God. So as we look to that, we look to, and I was talking with Sister Billy about the gifts, and I've been teaching on this, and every time I begin to teach on the gifts of the Spirit, Jared, it seems like I find out more than I thought I knew, and I realize I didn't know near as much about the gifts as I thought I did.
Right.
And to feel qualified to teach on the gifts, I don't, because there's so much more.
Sure.
But I do have a limited amount of understanding. After being in the ministry all these years, I've learned a lot of things about the gifts by simply stumbling over them and by watching and observing. I've learned a lot about, I've been privileged to watch and observe great ministers of old. Mm-hmm. Wilfred Gertrude Wright, Rachel T. Fateller, Philip Fern Halverson, and I just start, and Brother Hagin, and mm-hmm. and all, and Lester Summerall, and all those that have gone on. I look, and we have been privileged to learn from them. Well, God didn't give us that information for us to sit on them in the last days.
Right.
It's to accurately understand the work of the Holy Spirit, you really have to go back to Genesis 1 and to see how he worked. In the creation, you understand, the Holy Spirit has been working with mankind for over 6,000 years.
Right.
The 2,000 years under the new covenant. So I believe the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. And with the very first of the book of the, very first verse of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. The gifts of the Holy Spirit was moving, even then at creation, on your behalf, creating an earth that mankind could dwell upon.
That's good.
And so, how can we say that the gifts of the Spirit are not for today? So many times people back off of the gifts for fear. They don't understand the gifts.
Sure.
They don't understand the manifestations of them.
Sure.
And you know, in Psalms 139:7, I'm just giving backgrounds.
Sure.
I just want to encourage you.
Sure.
My whole purpose of this is to encourage you to a realization of the power that's available to you. Not just in the ministry, not just in the pulpit, but each one of you. There is power that's available to you today. The gifts of the Spirit. You can read. We won't have time today, but tomorrow we'll begin by reading 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. He talks in the very thing that he says, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, of the spiritual things.
Right.
The very thing that he tells us to be not ignorant of seems to be the very thing that the church has been, due to misinformation or lack of information, have moved in ignorance concerning the gifts. I grew up in a Pentecostal church. Mm. Did I know about the gifts? The only two gifts I knew about was the two gifts that was in under the New Covenant.
Tongues.
And that is tongues and interpretation.
Right.
That's the only gift that I recognized. I probably didn't even know there was seven others. Mm-hmm. Did I get in it for myself? No. But that's the purpose of this program, mm-hmm. to get you in the Word of God for yourself, to you understand mm-hmm. these gifts are for you today. They haven't played out. They haven't quit.
Mm-hmm.
Today in Psalms 139:7, David said, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or where shall I flee from thy presence? You know, it's impossible to flee from the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
He also said one place, he said, if your presence don't go with me, don't send me.
Mm-hmm.
If the presence of God is not in your gathering, when you come assembly in your church service, then what is the purpose?
Right.
You can be fed the Word of God, which is great. But you need the Word of God and you need the Holy Spirit at operation in you, because He is the power that works
right.
on earth. He's the power that brings it to pass in your life on earth. And so that's why when you're born again, when you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you ask for that infilling. I think we should stay full mm-hmm. of the Holy Spirit, not just having been filled.
Right. Being filled.
Yes. It's staying full. Mm-hmm. Staying full of the power. So as we begin this week looking at the gifts of the Spirit, I encourage you to get your Bible out, get other translations out, and begin to read on the gifts of the Spirit. Begin to expect, because I find out what you expect, that you will get.
Mm-hmm.
What you really desire, you will apply yourself and set your goals to receiving that in your own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And for this week and next week is over, I want a clear understanding to you that these are to be in operation in your own personal life, whether you're a housewife, whether you're cleaning the church, whether you're cleaning or a maid.
Fivefold ministry or not.
You.
Right.
Not just for the ministry.
Right.
It is for the ministry.
Right.
It is for
everyone.
The church. But it's for you, wherever
mm-hmm.
you're at.
Mm-hmm.
The gifts of the Spirit are to be in operation in the church, the supernatural church, because He has supernaturally equipped you with the supernatural gifts.
That's good, Pastor Lee. Sure. Thank you, Father. That's good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this radio and this week, Father, and what you have for it and those listening, that their ears be open and their heart be open. Pastor Lee, if I want to reach out and find Glorious Church or visit the church or any way to reach out to you, how would I do that if I was someone listening?
I am pastor of Glorious Church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. The phone number there is 918-371-4589. Come hear the word. Come hear Chip and Candace Brim, Christy and myself. The word will be powerful. In Jesus' name, call us, contact us on the web.